Welcome dear students of class 7th English. For the second part of the story, Expert Detectives by Sharda Dwivedi. Throw your memory back to know the end of part first. Maya and Nishad had got an unexpected holiday due to rainfall and flood. I hope you remember it. The second part of the story opens with this study room scene in which Nishad was reading a comics. You can see the representative pictures of Maya and Nishad on page number 89 of your textbook. Maya wanted Nishad to listen the list of the collected information about Mr. Nath. She has written in block letters. You can read it. Catching a Crook. That was the title. Expert Detectives Nishad and Maya Pandit. That was a byline. By appointment to the whole world. It means they were officially chosen for the task. Here, Maya has called them as the expert detectives. This sounds a little funny, but it is a matter of pride for her. It shows her great interest on the matter of Mr. Nath. She was determined to prove Mr. Nath as a crook. She read out all 9 points or facts to Nishad about Mr. Nath. And Nishad was listening to it silently. Here and there, he also put his arguments. Fact number one. His name is Mr. Nath, but Maya had doubt. It is not his real name. He might have an alias. Alias means an alternate name. Generally, criminals use alias to hide their true identity. You might have watched in TV serials or in cinemas. I should not tell you the real names of the criminals and their alias. But perhaps all of you might know. Amrish Puri had been called as Mogambo. In literature, a pen name is an alias for the author's real name. Certainly that I would tell one or two. A pen name may be used to make the author's name more distinctive. For example, Premchand's real name was Dhanpat Rai. Another example is of O. Henry, very famous. It is a pen name of William Sidney Porter. You would learn the story, The Cop and the Anthem, from your supplementary reader, which is written by O. Henry. Okay, come back to the list prepared by Maya. Maya jot down a few facts about Mr. Nath, which are based on her own thinking. For example, she has written down, the tenants at Shankar House say Mr. Nath is mad, strange fellow, kids are scared of Mr. Nath. He doesn't talk to anyone, he is mannerless, he doesn't receive any letter, he doesn't work. These were the important points Maya had listed. And most importantly, Ramesh carries his food to his room number 10. When Maya was reading these points very seriously, Nishad was not paying much attention to the list. Because Nishad knew Mr. Nath had talked to him. He used to offer tips of money to Ramesh. He had his Sunday visitor. Then how and why he should accept Maya's points? Therefore, again Maya and Nishad continued with their verbal debate. Maya was speaking for the motion and Nishad was speaking against the motion of the topic, whether Mr. Nath was a crook or not. Nishad tried to counter Maya, but he was silenced quickly by her, who just wanted to prove Mr. Nath was a criminal. Maya went to the extent to guess that the Sunday visitor, a tall, fat and spectacled man, might be Mr. Nath's accomplice in crime. Accomplice means a helper in crime. Note well, helper and accomplice are two different things. Accomplice means a helper but in bad deeds. Isn't it? So please understand, helper, partner, companion have different shades of meaning. Okay. Furthermore, Maya thought there are chances that the man keeps all the loot and pays a visit to give a part of loot to Mr. Nath for his expenses. Now, who is the man? That a fat, spectacled man who was a Sunday visitor. That was indeed the height of Maya's speculations. We don't know how all these things were coming into the mind of Maya. Her attitude was like an expert criminologist. Now, we need to study what was Nishant's reaction on Maya's theories. I read on page number 91. If you insist on calling him a criminal, I don't think I want to discuss anything with you, Maya, said Nishant angrily. So that was enough for Nishant. Nishant could not bear. He can't be such a bad man if he gives Ramesh such generous tips. Generous? Liberal by heart. Ramesh probably knows something about his past, so Mr. Nath must be bribing him to keep quiet, I said. See the points of Maya. Nishant glared at me with his arms tightly crossed across his chest. I was beginning to get fed up with him. How can we make any progress with our investigations if you take that attitude, Seven? I asked. Here, understand the body language of Nishant. Nishant glared at me with his arms tightly crossed across his chest. Why? Nishant got irritated. It was too much for him. Maya was eating his brain. So we can understand that Nishant didn't go along with Maya. Nishant did not like this attitude of Maya. He didn't support Maya's views. Nishant finally told her he would not cooperate with her if she would continue with her own ideas of calling Mr. Nath as an escape crook. Here, dear students, understand, the following action started in the story with the siblings cursing of each other. Notice the language and look they exchanged. Many times Maya called Nishant stupid. Nishant spoke, she made him angry. Maya called him stupid oaf and shouted, "You make me mad." This is really funny for the readers. Children are children. This shows they would end up talking to each other. It is worth reading scene on page number 91. I would read it for you. I will cooperate only if you give up this idea about him being an escape crook. Give up, drop it, sacrifice, leave it. That is a phrasal verb. Said Seven, "You really make me angry." I almost hit him. "I make you angry, you stupid oaf," I shouted. "You make me mad. What is the point of all these inquiries if he is not a crook? If you think he is a nobody, what is the idea of bothering about him? Please tell me." So, subsequently, Nishant expressed his concern that he wanted to know why Mr. Nath is a friendless and lives alone in room number 10 of Shankar House. Maya promptly replied that Nath could not make a friend throughout a year's stay in Shankar House. It means he had a fear of getting recognized. Something is wrong with him, Maya was trying to convince him. In a nutshell, in short, Maya wanted to tell Nishant that Mr. Nath was living incognito in Shankar House to save himself from the cops. You know incognito? Incognito mode is there in your mobile phones. You know it very well. It means indirectly she wanted to prove Mr. Nath was a crook. Great, Maya. Well spoken. But Nishant protested that perhaps no one has tried to make friendship with him. He refuted Maya's argument. It was indeed a powerful rebuttal in debate. It seems he defeated Maya. Ultimately, Nishant has resolved, taken a final decision to make a friendship with Mr. Nath. Remember, students, Nishant had already given a bar of chocolate to Mr. Nath in part 1. Isn't it? I would read last few lines for you. "Why should anyone bother? You have seen what a nasty bear he is," I said. So this was Maya's frustration. It was Maya's anger. "I don't care," said Nishad stubbornly. Stubbornly in a very firm manner. He was determined. He was not going to change his opinion. "I like him and I am going to try and be his friend." "Friends with a crook? Ha! Huh? You are crazy, Seven," I said. "The cops will take you to jail with him. Do you want that to happen, you idiot?" So here Maya was mocking on him. Maya was teasing him because she felt helpless. Isn't it? But Nishad's resolve was there that he would make a friendship with Mr. Nath. This was Nishad. Students, try to understand what I have to say here. Little bit difficult point. There is no action in the story as such, as we expect in a general sense in traditional stories. But preparation to make or take action against Mr. Nath has created the atmosphere of suspense. And the teenagers have dragged us into their world. We got a good peep in the world of children, especially siblings. Their ways of gathering information, their ways of contradictions, their use of language against each other when they got angry is really, really good. That has created a certain kind of tension in the story. Understand, tension, opposite ideas. Dear friends, we could visualize their mental images of Mr. Nath. Maya's Nath as a crook and Nishad's Nath as a lonely figure. We also started to think who would come out right, whether Maya or Nishad. That makes the story an engaging read. This is the success of the writer Sharda Dwivedi. I hope it is enough at your level. Okay. The story ended with Maya's failure. Maya could not prove whether Mr. Nath was a crook on the run or not. Ultimately, Maya and Nishad had different views to look at Mr. Nath. Maya's theories about Mr. Nath had no effect on Nishad. Nishad took a very firm stand to be friendly with Mr. Nath. He didn't care of Maya's warning to be sent to jail if he would be friends with Mr. Nath, a crook on a run. I would read last two, three lines. Nishad merely glared at me and quietly walked out of the room. My theories seem to have made no impression on him at all. Dear students, now I have a very simple question to you. Do you think Nishad should have accepted the views of Maya because she was an elder sister? Yes or no? I think no. Not necessary. Why? Because Maya and Nishad had unique qualities to differ from each other, isn't it? They showed their debating, analyzing skills. Their efforts to seek the information without any deep help of their mother is really laudable, praiseworthy. Perhaps that made them really the expert detectives, yes, in the world of the story. Thanks a lot. I hope you enjoyed the story, Expert Detectives by Sharda Dwivedi. Thank you very much.